All right, we are back. We're going to check in with meteorologist Jim Corbin in just a few moments as we take a look at the forecast for the rest of today and the week ahead. In studio, we're going to be talking about the Winter Night Festival, which will be coming up next month, in just less than a month from now, on February the 20th. In studio right now, we have the director of the Attleboro Jewelers, Nancy Young. We have Mim Fawcett, the executive director of the Attleboro Art Museum. And we have from Cardinal Marketing, and also at this time, she is also the person who actually is getting all the food for this year. We have Diane Falk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
We're waiting on the mayor, of course. I know he's got a huge schedule. I know that. But the seventh year for the Winter Night Festival. We'll start with Mim Fawcett. First of all, let me find out how things are going at the Art Museum, first off.
Very, very well.
You've
Thank you very much.
Some very, very interesting events on in the last couple of months there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, currently we have our annual members exhibition. Mm-hmm. We have 328 pieces in the gallery, which is close to a record number from 161 artists. So it's a large show, but the beauty of it is that it doesn't really feel like a large show. There are so many different relationships that are established within the gallery that we have nice sections that are devoted to nature, devoted to kind of the human spirit. So it's really, it's a great show. And it's because it's so large, we have had great attendance too. So that show opened up right before the holidays, mm-hmm. Early December, and it closes on February 3rd.
Yep. And it's always something when you drive by the museum. There's always some great exhibits in the window that you can see, because and you never know who's going to be in there. You can see it's just local people from all over the place. You can see people doing some great pieces of work, and you've got a great staff as well.
Yeah, my staff's unbelievable. It's a small staff, but mm-hmm. honestly, I feel like there are three people inside each one of them. Mm. So it really makes a big difference.
We also have Diane Falk with us this morning as well. Diane, of course, is from Cardinal Marketing. You're also, well, first of all, thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Cardinal Marketing is basically what? I know exactly what. Maybe some of our listeners who have no idea what Cardinal Marketing is.
It's a marketing and design studio. I produce brochures, logos, websites, email marketing, everything to let my clients' prospects know that they're out there. Mm-hmm. I put them on the map.
And with the Winter Festival and the Expo that's coming up in a few months, you're involved in putting not only the website together and all the great things that people see, including the light poles, all the advertising on there.
Right, yeah. I am responsible, my role for the festival, I'm responsible for bringing in the sponsors, mm-hmm. Because our sponsor dollars really pay for the event. The city dollars are not used for this event. Mm-hmm. So every dollar we raise, we spend on the festival so we can make it free for families to attend.
Now, if people do want to still be involved in doing some of the light poles, the thing, is there still time for that?
Actually, we sold out.
You did?
Yes.
Good.
We
good
like
you.
To get them all sold by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So our sponsor partners uh-huh. will have them hang for at least 2 months, so right. they really get a bang for their dollar.
Yeah, and it's always nice to see that, because you know it's some of your local companies out there who, and hopefully people will sponsor and go into those businesses to see them, because they're a part of it as well. And for the seventh year in a row, you also got Columbia Gas back again.
Oh, they are wonderful. They've partnered with us right along. They just really, they're the lead sponsor, so they really bring the biggest dollar amount into the festival. But yeah, all sponsors are very important to it. And we encourage people to look at those banners and to look at those signs and frequent those businesses that support the community.
Yeah, and in my backpack, and even at home, I still have the Columbia Gas caps, some of the hats that I have still here that I wear in the winter all the time, because that's always good to have that, is to put out their name out there, because you're walking around with all of these hats out there, like, where'd you get that? And somebody asked me last year, where'd you get that? Like, right over there, Columbia Gas. And yeah. Again, they're back again.
Yes, we're proud to have them join us, and they do give away great items to the attendees, which is all free. It's just nice to have them there, but mm-hmm. things do go quickly.
So, they really do.
Yeah, people should really head over to Columbia Gas's table in the beginning of the festival.
Exactly.
So we have so many attendees and, you know, thousands and thousands of people. Sure. So they cover a lot, but they do run out sometimes.
They
so
do.
Get there early.
Exactly. All right, we're going to talk to Nancy in just a second and see what her role is. I know because she's got a huge role in this event as well. We do have another update on the forecast. Meteorologist Jim Corbin now back with us again. Jim?
Well, I'm starting to see some brightening on the northwest horizon. That bodes well for seeing some sun later this morning and this afternoon, mixed with a few clouds. So as much as it's cloudy now, don't fret. Things will get better. High temperatures generally in the low 40s. Not much change from what it is right now. Northwest breezes clear tonight, falling down to the mid-20s. It looks like a delightful day tomorrow for this time of the year. More minor melting. Watch out, though, in the morning. A little iciness on the edges of the snowbanks. Upper 30s in the afternoon. Could be a few snow showers Friday morning, no big deal. Might even dust the ground in a few spots. I would lose sleep over it. High temperatures on Friday in the upper 30s. And right now it looks mild for the weekend for this time of the year. Upper 30s to near 40 Saturday. And dry weather, mid-40s on Sunday. Next chance of any heavier precipitation probably around Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. All right. We'll talk to you in about 30 minutes from now.
All right.
All right. Members of the Winter Night Festival Committee, Diane Falk, Mim Fawcett, and Nancy Young joining us in studio this morning. Nancy Young, of course, the executive director of the Attleboro Jewelers. Nancy, you've been involved in this from day one as well, and you have your jewelry exhibit and sale inside the registry building, the old post office as well.
Yes, that's right. What we try to do is we try to feature what's being manufactured in Attleboro in metals. And last year we did the medals for the military, and this year we're doing the medals, trophies, and memorabilia that's made in Attleboro. There's a lot of pieces that are made that people don't even realize. The Kentucky Derby is being made right now by Stern, and we'll have a video of how that trophy is made. There's been the Olympic medals made in Attleboro. There's been the Super Bowl rings made in Attleboro. So there's a lot of precious metal that's made in the Attleboro area, and we're just highlighting some of the companies. Some of the companies make the pieces for very large companies like Tiffany, who is a real gold star for us because they use U.S. manufacturers. And so we're called OEM, which is the original machinery manufacturers, and then we ship it to the main company that's selling it, and they do some of the finishing, but we do the actual production of the pieces. So we're going to have some of that at the expo, which is very exciting.
Every year that the festival goes on, whether it be the expo for the census or the winter festival, it's just amazing how everybody comes together. It's kind of like a big family fun atmosphere. It really is. I have not missed any of them, that's for sure. But the Winter Night Festival, we know last year it had to be moved to March 1st because of the snow. We had the bonfire had to be moved outside of Mim's place there. But it all came fine. We had a little snow that night. We had a live broadcast inside of City Hall with the radio station. It seems to be that, especially Nancy, with your team there, when I was talking to your grandson, Jeff, last year, and we saw him just about a month ago at your place, it's just amazing how everybody collaborates inside of that, you know, everywhere, but they collaborate in a lot of places like the City Hall, the museum outside. But you've got a lot of other things that are going on. You're doing some raffles like you've always done.
Yes. What we're doing is we have raffles of jewelry, also some memorabilia, that's sports memorabilia with baseballs that are signed and things like that. The restaurants donate gift certificates, which are a big hit. And other establishments donate services. So the tickets are a dollar, and you could win really fabulous prizes. We also have a raffle for children, and that's all free for the kids. We have the Camellia Alexinani, and now this year we have what they call Loci, which is a bracelet that seems to be a rage. And the top of the bracelet, there's water from Mount Everest, and then there's mud from the Dead Sea. And that bracelet gives you balance, and the kids seem to want balance in their lives, and this hopefully will give them that with this bracelet.
Every year when you go down to, especially inside the registry building there, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be the expo, it could be the winter festival. Nancy knows my wife Carol for many years. For some reason, my wife always wins something. You know, she puts all her name in every single raffle, and every single year she wins something. The other thing, last year we noticed for the first time, you had a family member playing music inside the registry next to your place as well.
Well, we wanted to give it more of a fun atmosphere, yeah, with some music playing. So this year I've talked my brother into coming, mm-hmm, again. Mm-hmm. He's a very fine violinist,
really
viola,
really,
guitar player. And this year he's having Rick Demers come in with him. And Rick, they have a little band called Dark and Stormy, and they're going to do some fun music there. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be there for the night. So I'm really glad that they both have that slot time open to, mm-hmm, come to the festival. And they do that free, so it's really, yeah, nice.
It really is. And now, Mim has got a lot of things going on. And during that evening, you are like, sometimes you can't find you because you're like this and that and all over the place. But you're right, always in the middle of something. You're always very busy. I mean, your days are like so busy anyways. But that night and these nights that are coming up, you want to get the people involved, you know. And a good thing to do is to come down to these events. But inside the museum, what, mm-hmm, is going to be going on that night?
There are actually three attractions that are going on that night. The first is that we have a special permanent collection show on one side of the gallery, mm-hmm, and that's called Then and Now. What I've done is curated the show using 22 invited artists, and they each were offered a few items from the permanent collection. They selected one, and they used that piece as their muse, in a sense. So they are responding to a piece that could be 100 years old, mm-hmm, and they're creating a contemporary spin on that piece. So you'll see the then and the now on display throughout that section of the gallery. And then on the other side, we have a craft fair and art sale, and we have 18 vendors who are offering all original handmade items. So you'll see scarves and hats, you'll see soaps, perfumes. It's a really nice range this year, very broad. And then also in the gallery, a little further in, we have our caricaturists, mm-hmm, and that's always so popular. There's just something, it's kind of irresistible to, you know, when you see somebody doing that and making a kind of a nice keepsake, mm-hmm, for yourself, and a pretty funny one too. So we have two local caricaturists working on that. So that's what's going on just in the museum. Mm-hmm. But then we have across the street in City Hall, face painting, right, from Art on the Spot. And I was recently talking about how I love to see who's getting their face painted or their arm painted. It could be a 5-year-old or it could be a 40-year-old. It doesn't really matter. So
I had my face done at Cape and Park during the parade.
I had a
candy cane mustache over here.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I had it for about 12 hours.
I had a cardinal on my cheek last year.
Oh, that's nice. Honestly,
yeah, those girls are really, really
they're so talented.
They really are.
Nice, so nice, and very talented. You're right. They're actually award-winning for what they, yeah, do. So it's not just the classic face painting. They really are very skilled artists. Mm. And they also make you feel very comfortable.
Yeah, they do.
So that's a nice thing, too. We also have, from an artful standpoint, we have ice sculpture. So we have live ice sculpting happening on the steps of the registry. Mm-hmm. We have a DJ that will be nearby. And then we have performers. We have fire jugglers who will be in Gilbert Perry Square. And they're pretty irresistible also, I have to say. So they'll be performing for 2 hours, mm-hmm, right in the heart of things. And that explains why I'm in a number of different places.
Exactly.
Right?
And then, of course, inside and outside, but mostly inside, inside City Hall Chambers, you also have music playing again this year?
Yeah. So our partner, Jim Jones, mm-hmm, has organized live music, and that's going to be from 5 to 8, mm-hmm, within the Council Chambers. That's right. And that's always a really great, yeah, backdrop for everything.
Yeah, and they're safe out of the elements, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But if we've having weather like we're having now, we have no problem like last year with us last year as well. Also with us this morning is His Honor the Mayor Kevin Dumas. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, I gotta just say everything. You had a safe flight in from our nation's capital this past weekend.
It was. I wasn't supposed to leave until originally on Friday night. Mm-hmm. My flight was going to be at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And needless to say, that was going to be a problem. I would have been stranded for a long time.
Really.
So we rescheduled the flight for early Friday morning and mm-hmm. did get out. But it was. I've never seen so many people in the airport all at once so early on a weekday morning. Yeah. It was unbelievable. But thank you. Did make it back safe and sound.
And great pictures on his Facebook page of in our nation's capital with the vice president as well there.
And actually, that shot was from 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years
that
ago?
That was from 2 years ago. But we had some shots of some other mayors, some mm-hmm. rooms of the White House, which typically people don't get to see those pictures from inside.
Did you meet the guy who's actually a lot younger than you, Jay Seal Carrera?
From the mayor of Fall River. We spent some time in a couple of classes and some of the open sessions, and very, very, very nice person. I think he's going to do really well.
24 years old.
So he had been on the council for a term.
Right.
Very focused, very inclusionary of people in general, and I think he's going to do a good job. Hmm. He's got a heck of a road ahead of him, though. He's got a very tall hill to climb.
And his first major storm this past weekend for him.
He got walloped more than we did. Yeah, that's for sure.
You're not kidding. But we were lucky up here. We were lucky. This was as we were talking to the ladies, Mayor, that this is something that. That the committee started 7 years ago, 8 years for the expo for the summertime. I was like, wow. How actually did all this come, to fruition? And you've got a great team as well.
It actually started just with a discussion of a couple of close people with my administration. Said, we want to really create something that's special. And the things that we had in the past pretty much had lost its steam. So we wanted to create something that was new and different, and we wanted to create some quality events that people could be really proud of mm-hmm. and that were well attended. So therefore, the people that are involved with it, they feel a large ownership and component of it, but the integral parts of it, so whether it's a food section or whether it's an entertainment section, that people feel that there are enough people coming. They want to come, they want to spend their money, and it helps support local business and to be able to celebrate overall the sense of community. Mm-hmm. And so we started off the first one with the Summer Expo for the Census, and that went so well. Then we decided to dream up the Winter Night Festival, and the team has been with us since the very beginning, and they do a fantastic job, and I'm very, very thankful for their support and for their dedication to the city.
And also, Diane is taking the reins for the Winter Festival for the food. Tell us all, about the food vendors this year, too.
Yes. Well, food is a very important component.
Of course. We all get hungry. Yes.
Yes. So we're welcoming Scorpio's Italian Pizzeria back. Mm-hmm. They do pizza and sausage and peppers. And we have Hong Kong, which serves a big bundle of food mm-hmm. for $5. It's a wonderful value. We have a new vendor this year, and that is Chubb's Blue Pig Barbecue. Mm. They're going to be bringing a smoker on a trailer, so it's really going to smell good out there. And Ezekiel Bates Masonic Lodge, who's not a restaurant, they're mm-hmm. an organization, mm-hmm. but they are proud to join us, and they bring in really fun things to eat, like fried Oreos. So we're glad to have them. And, of course, over in Gilbert Perry Square, where all the kids and adults are lining up for a train ride or a hay ride or to watch the fire jugglers, we're going to have Honeydew over there selling coffee nice. And hot chocolate, which is a big hit.
Yeah, last year and even during the Christmas parade that we had here, who's really been behind this? Eddie Listen. Eddie with his the hay rides and there. I mean, he's like a big kid anyways. You can see him.
Honestly, he has more fun than the people on the hay rides.
He really
does. It's so funny to watch him.
and I was talking to him over in December at the park, and I said, you're going to be back in February for the Winter Night Festival. He's like, I can't wait. He says, I'm going to bring my extra long trailer with us. And I says, do you ever get on there yourself? He's like, and get some of your own people on there. He says, once he did it. He had one of his other people work with him. He said, because I wanted to experience the fun that these kids are having. Yeah. And he's like I said, he's been with you guys. Now, in the past, we know that we're not doing the Ferris wheel. We know that. It's too cold for that. But also, you had the big... Now, the other thing that I really like to see with the kids in it, is the snow globe coming back this year?
No. We haven't had the best luck with inflatables.
Yeah.
It always seems like, they deflate because of the cold,
yeah.
or if it's windy, they tend to blow away.
Yeah, really.
A little bit of a problem.
So we've learned over the years, and the train is fine in the snow or light precipitation, as is the Ed Liston's hayride.
Yeah. And one event that is really, really amazing in front of the registry is the ice sculpture. That gentleman coming back, I believe, from Pawtucket, you know, every single year now that you got him back again.
Yeah, he loves this event.
Yeah.
He really looks forward to it. In fact, most of the vendors that I deal with actually reach out to me when it gets close to this event, because A, they're hoping to come back, and B, they just really enjoy it. So that says something for the event when the vendors are wondering, can I come back? I really had a good time. You know, the people there are very nice, and they enjoy, I think they enjoy the whole spirit of it.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's Art and Ice, mm-hmm. and the artist's name is Lou. And, you know, Lou with the chainsaw, he's a really big guy, mm-hmm. and he's got a couple of chainsaws, and he creates these really beautiful pieces of sculpture. What we've tried to do for, I would say, at least the past 5 years is to have two pieces, and one is a photo opportunity. So you can sort of step into the sculpture. Mm-hmm. 1 year, I remember Nancy was talking about how we had a giant diamond ring, and mm-hmm. members of her yes. Group came out and had their photo taken behind the diamond ring. We had two Eskimos, and folks could put their face in the open face area. So it becomes very interactive. The kids really do love it. But once again, you know, everybody's a kid that night. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, everyone steps into that.
And over 1 year that they had a few years ago, when we had a little bit of snow and rain mix, we had all the kids on that big blow up in Gilbert Perry Square, where the kids
Snowzilla.
Yeah, Snowzilla, right.
Yeah.
Who for some reason could not operate in the snow.
No, yeah, I know, really.
Gentle giant.
Really. One thing that I got to go back to, one of the items that I remember from the Summer Expo. And I know a great photo op with the mayor on it was the zip line right up here on Union Street. You know, that would be a little cold right about now, but talk a little bit about that, how you got that involved in the city, how you guys got that.
And I have to give all the credit to Diane.
Yeah.
Diane comes to the meetings, and we do our kickoff to start planning again. Diane comes, she's always looking for another different type of attraction to keep it refreshed. And if you know, after you do an event for a while, you want to be able to try to bring in new things, uh-huh. and new events and new activities. And she's always coming up with something. She goes, look what I found. I found a zip line. So that's how that came to be. And but it's also like Nancy constantly brings something new into mm-hmm. her area.
Yeah.
Dealing with jewelry or something, so I mean, it's always in brought in, it's refreshed. The museum always does something different with MIM, whether it's a new collection, something new and invigorating with the arts museum. So we try to be able to go through and to give things a little mix up and a little change,
mm-hmm.
but for those things and those staples that people have really come to like and appreciate for what they see. And, you know, the ice sculpture, the fire jugglers. People love their entertainment with fire.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to bring back those things that are very positive to the event. And then each one of the members of the group brings something different to the table every year.
Yeah, and I also, you know, you notice that when you're doing the bonfire, which is always huge there, you've got the Native American music that's
mm-hmm.
that's out there as well. But one thing I got to ask, you know, being, you know, you guys are down there all the time, you know, moving around. Do you have time? I mean, Nancy's very busy doing the stuff inside. Do you get a chance to get out there and partake in some of the other activities that are outside there?
Well, usually I'm so busy talking to people that have made jewelry in Attleboro. I mean, they come over and they take pride. They bring their family over mm-hmm. and they'll say, I work for this company, the current companies that are being, you know, showing their brand new lines that haven't even hit the market yet. And the Attleboro in the neighboring areas, they take such pride in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you. It's wonderful. And one of the things we have is we have Andy Heller that's going to be doing some photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he's going to have, he has a megaphone from the Attleboro High School from like it's like 1947,
wow.
1950. So we got all these great props that these kids can put the, you know, the different teams' hats on. And that's one of the things the families like to go in, and they like to have their family group picture taken, then they can put it online. So that's another thing. So there's lots of things going on. there's so much going on inside mm-hmm. where I am that most of the time I don't get outside. It's just there's so many interesting people that are coming by with so many, you know, stories. It's funny how they get together, and it's like old home week.
You know, and especially with that, I'm glad you said that with Andy, because usually when we get down there, usually my wife Carol and myself are usually the first people out there, like 4:45 or 4:30, 4:45, and we're one of the first people to actually get our picture taken with Andy. So he's looking forward. I know I messaged him the other day, and he's uh-huh. looking forward to it once again. What are the other things that that you guys are doing at the Winter Festival inside the registry?
Well, like I said, we have Andy being there. Mm-hmm. We have the music from Doc and Stormy. We also have a collaboration of the Industrial Museum with the Women at Work. Mm. And on that, we have metal miniatures, which is Megadesian. He's made all of these sports, like baseballs and footballs. Mm-hmm. But they're all made 2 inches, 3 inches long. This is a gentleman that was a toolmaker, and for 40 years, every lunch for an hour, he made pieces. So he's got an incredible collection.
Yeah, he had an event at the Industrial Museum not too long ago.
Yes. Yeah. I also have Sheila McKenna, who is a champion basketball. She's won 2 silver medals and a gold medal, and she's going to be there. And she was instrumental in women in sports as far as Title IX, just getting women so they didn't have to wear skirts on the basketball court. Yeah. I mean, so Sheila's going to be there with her medals. Nice. And, you know, we've tried to tie, again, like in this theme for the sports theme.
I'm going to take a quick break so they can grab a cup of water or coffee here. And we're gonna take just a quick break. Be back with some of the members of the Winter Nights Festival, Mayor Kevin Dumas, Diane Falk, Mim Fawcett, and Nancy Young.
Hope Artiste Village, located on Main Street in Pawtucket, is the place to be on Saturdays throughout the winter season. Local vendors will be available from 9 till 1 p.m. at the Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market with a variety of in-season fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so much more. To find out what's up and growing each and every week at the market, visit the web at Pawtucket/Wintertime Farmers Market. Buy fresh, buy local.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kids Club is a support group for children ages 5 to 13 that are dealing with loss. The next group will meet on Saturday, January 30th at Community VNA, located on Emory Street in Attleboro, from 9:30 a.m. till noon. Grief specialists will guide children with therapeutic art and storytelling while sharing in a safe, supportive atmosphere. Pre-registration is required, however. For more information, visit the web at www.communityvna.com.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Rehoboth Garden Club will welcome herbalist Bonnie Cavanaugh to present an enlightening program called Kitchen Cupboard Medicine, using spices from A to Z. This event will be held on Monday, February 8th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Seekonk Public Library located on Newman Avenue. For more information, feel free to call the library at 508-336-8230.
All right, we are back with some of the members of the Winter Night Festival. You know, things that are going on, as we were talking about the craft fair, the fire jugglers, the live music, the ice sculpture, the jewelry exhibit, the grand bonfire, I mean, is just an amazing sight to see. And you started with this, Mim, a while back when the people for the, getting the pallets ready to go. And last year when they had to, you had to move it because of the snow last year to the following weekend. But it takes on a whole new thing right there.
This is very much a collaborative effort, I would say. You know, the fire department naturally is heavily involved, and the fire starts early. I always remember the first year that we did this, seeing that giant fire right near the museum. It made me very nervous. Knowing that the entire fire department, well, almost the entire fire department was there, made me feel a lot better. But it's like flypaper, the bonfire. People just migrate. They are so fascinated with it. Naturally, when it's cold, it feels good. Sure. But there is just something pretty magical about standing there and having this great fire in front of you and having the drummers there, too. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, really every year we've had drums for one and all, led by a man named Dave Curry. And these people build up quite a sweat working the drums, and it's kind of like a volunteer organization. This year we're hoping to have them go through with their drum beat through the entire festival, so they might hop a hayride and drum a little bit on the go, but at the very least they will absolutely be near the fire. And we've had dancers come out in response to it. It's really great. But there is something, again, I don't know, I think all these attractions really do have a lot of charisma, and I think the fire is really the number one.
Yeah, you just see, all the guys out there, just keep putting the pallets on pallet on over pallet out there, and it's just a great spectacle out there. I mean, yeah, it does start early. I mean, sometimes even before 4:30, 4:45, some of the time, to get the crowd going. Last year, you said, Diane, now doing the food for the just winter this festival. I know in the previous years you've had the food trucks usually. This year, the food trucks like we had last year at Capron Park during the anniversary, you're going to have, like you said, you're going to have that new person that's coming back with this with the smoker.
Right. No, that's going to be great. It's always good to have new, and we also invite the people that have been with us right along. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Chubb's Blue Pig Barbecue, just gotten business themselves, and they're an Attleboro couple, and they are so excited to be attending this event. And we also have associate sponsors. I wanted to mention our food court sponsor is Bristol Community College of Attleboro, and sponsoring that beautiful bonfire, we have H&R Block of Attleboro, and we're really happy. And one more sponsor, New England Behavioral Services, is sponsoring our face painting and our caricatures. So we want to be able to thank them.
H&R Block has done that in the past as well.
They have. They love sponsoring the bonfire. They pass out really good tax information. And they also serve out hot cider to people as they are standing watching the fire.
Now I had mentioned this to Jim the other day, to Jim Jones, who was also on this committee. Who do we have for music? Besides, do we know yet?
I don't stand by on that.
We got to stand by because there's always somebody. I think one of the groups that were there last year, I think the Villainaires, I'm not sure, they may have another commitment that night. I'm not sure, but they're actually going to be at the Elks for the oldie show on the 12th of February. So I got to bust up Eddie Lopes that night when I see him there. The other thing that you've been doing with this. especially on the website. It's winterfestival.attleboroexpo.com. You can print out a schedule. You can see the map. That's got to be very important as well. It's also nice to have something like that online, so people can bring this with them. You can go to, you know, to see it anytime they want. But it's very handy, even if they want to bring it with them. You know, it's always a nice little a nice little attachment there.
Yeah, and the website brings in people, you know, from other communities to Attleboro, which we really want to show off Attleboro. So it's a wonderful tool to bring people in. I also list it on a bunch of different event sites, like Sun Chronicles. Mm-hmm. It's up there. So people, you know, looking for something to do on a February night, really can go there and get all the information they need. Mm-hmm. And we also send out flyers to the schools right before the vacation,
right,
because the Saturday night, that's the last, you know, they're going back to school on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get all the kids from the schools to come down with their families, and it's just a free event, and we want as many people as possible to join us.
Also, another great thing that's going on for this night, all the other restaurants in downtown Attleboro are opened as well. I mean, now, they're doing the Attleboro Restaurant Week for the fourth year, but for that night, all the people who might want to come, you know, and have a meal at either Scorpio's or Sangria's or Papagayo or wherever it is, the pizza places, they're going to be open that evening as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. They do good as well. You know, a lot of people want to get in from the cold,
yeah,
go inside, have a drink or a quick bite, and then come back out.
Yeah. I think we have a caller on the line who may want to ask a question or two. Hello there. Good morning.
No, you don't have a caller. You just have somebody who wanted to tell you how terrific this sounds.
This is Dave Kane with us.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Dave.
You guys sound so great, and I'm so glad that it's a winter's night thing, something a little different. I'm glad you didn't do first night. You know, I used to get in trouble on the air all the time because I'd argue it really isn't first night, it's last night. You know, but it sounds like a terrific night, and the bonfire sounds really cool too. And I'm looking forward to this. And the city really does a good job down, don't they? When they put stuff like this on.
Yeah.
They really do a terrific job. And I'm just excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, hopefully you'll be coming down as well. And I believe, as always, it looks like that we'll probably be doing a live broadcast like we've had the last couple of years.
That'd be terrific.
I mean, the last couple of years, Paul Healy and myself were inside City Hall, and if it's a nice night, we're thinking on doing it outside this year.
Great.
Well, maybe a little
is the mayor there today?
Yes, he is. He's here right now.
No, this is the mayor that refuses to come on late. This is the mayor that...
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Do me a favor. No, hi, Mayor. How are you? Do me a favor, Tom. Take his picture so I get a chance to see what he looks like.
All right, yes.
Okay? All right. Mayor Dumas, again, great job with this town. You're really doing a tremendous service to everybody in the Attleboro area, and we just really appreciate it. Okay, I just wanted to let you know. Check you later.
All right,
Dave.
All right, Dave. Thanks again. All right. You know, that's... you know, we're hopefully we're getting to get out there and doing a live broadcast. This year, Jim was telling me, hopefully we can do something outside this year. This way, you know, we'll be part of the whole, you know, outdoors, because we're always at the information desk inside City Hall when we've been doing that. Mayor Kevin Dumas is with us, Diane Falk, Nancy Young, and Mim Fawcett. We're also going to be checking in with meteorologist Jim Corbin in just a couple of moments. We're going to take another quick break.
New Hope will present the 8th annual Moonlit Wine, Beer, and Food Tasting at Briggs Garden and Home, located on Kelly Boulevard in North Attleboro, on Saturday, January 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. This elegant evening will be staged on a starlit terrace. There'll be a variety of wines, craft beer, and fine foods. However, tickets for this event must be purchased in advance. For more information, visit the web at www.new-hope.org.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kids Club is a support group for children ages 5 to 13 that are dealing with loss. The next group will meet on Saturday, January 30th at Community VNA, located on Emory Street in Attleboro from 9:30 a.m. till noon. Grief specialists will guide children with therapeutic art and storytelling while sharing in a safe, supportive atmosphere. Pre-registration is required, however. For more information, visit the web at www.communityvna.com.
All right, meteorologist Jim Corbin is also back with us once again. Jim?
Well, Tom, hopefully we'll get some nice flurry activity maybe for the 20th of February. But until then, the good news is if you don't like bitter cold or big snowstorms, we don't see anything in the immediate future. We've got mostly cloudy skies now. We'll have some sun and clouds this afternoon. Temperatures reaching the low 40s. They're pretty much staying steady from what they are right now. Northwest winds. Tonight clear, falling down to 25. Watch out, little icy spots along the edges of some of the little snow banks that are still around. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 30s. Again, a big change from a year ago when we were dealing with the blizzard. And then on Friday, a few snow showers. That's about it. It may be dusting the ground if it falls early in the morning. A high of on Friday above 38, and then right now looks mild for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, up near 40 Saturday, mid-40 Sunday. Right now, our next chance of any widespread precipitation would be likely a heavy rain. That would be around Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
Okay. Any questions for our crew here, Jim?
The only question, and this is a fun, joking question, no more Ferris wheels for the foreseeable future for the Winter Festival, right?
No, we went through that a few minutes ago. There is no Ferris wheel and no snow globes and Godzillas and Snowzillas and stuff like that this year at all.
No, and again, I'm just asking it as a fun thing. I know the issue last year was technical, and of course, right now it looks like there's a very good chance that there's not going to be any kind of like a postponement, because right now this weather pattern does not favor getting a lot of big snowfall. So even if it might snow the day before, maybe on the 19th, it shouldn't be right now anything big. So I think it should be a go. So again, good luck to everyone. And again, just a great event, and I look forward to it.
Thank you. That's great news. Yeah.
All right, Jim. Thanks once again, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Paul Healy is also joining in. He wants to ask a question or two.
Just one political question, Mr. Mayor. Rumor has it Donald Trump may not appear for the Fox debate on Thursday. So instead of having an empty seat on stage, I'm starting a petition to get a charming, reasonable, intelligent Republican on that stage. I'm starting a petition to get Heather Parrika to replace Donald Trump in the Republican debate. Would you sign that petition?
Wow. I would actually, because I'm not a fan of Mr. Trump. So
good. That's, All right, well, that's good. I'll get the paperwork together. My attorney's working on it
there
now.
There we go.
And I think she could help the party. And also, you might want to hand these out to them if they like the arts.
You can do that right now.
There's a play coming up at Milton Players. Opens up Friday night.
Yeah, he's playing he's playing an actor, right? You're playing
an actor. I'm playing someone who's rich, charming, and confused. The confused part I've got down. It's the rich and charming I'm struggling
something
with.
Something that he's never tried before in real life.
Yeah, but it's Becky's new car. Excellent. And there's a million stories about the male midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. This is the rare story about the female midlife crisis. But looking forward to the Winter Festival this year, and we'll be there again, right?
Yes, we will. Hopefully we will.
Maybe outdoors this year?
We may be. Hopefully, if all goes well.
Okay, well, we'll have company coats for that, right?
I hope so.
All right.
That would be nice.
All right. Go get them.
All right.
Away we go.
All right, we've got members of the Winter Night Festival here in Attleboro. We have Nancy Young, Mim Fawcett, Mayor Kevin Dumas, and Diane Falk. We've got, about 10 or 12 minutes left to go on the program. Is there something that we did not cover yet so far?
I can talk to you about the, and I would like to talk to you about the vendors that we have.
Yeah.
All of the vendors who are in the museum, the crafters and artists, are setting up different booths, and again, there'll be 18 of them. All of the work is for sale. It's free admission to come into the museum, but we do encourage people to support those artists. We have people that you will recognize from... from the community, and we have some folks who have come from far away. We have a number of new vendors who are bringing products that they are very excited about. We have one woman who is creating hats that are very different, fleece, very warm, very snazzy designs, and she's a new vendor for us. But once again, everybody is selling their work, and we do appreciate the support from the community. So bring your checkbooks, bring cash, some of them even accept credit cards. But it's a nice way to take something home that that you can have that reminds you of the event, but also is supporting the local artists.
One thing that I have noticed in the last couple of years going through the museum at least a few times on that night is how crowded it can get. I mean, the best thing to do is you can go through it, you know, anytime you want. Better in the earlier evening, but even later, but anytime, because there's always something or someone to see doing some great work there, as always.
Yeah, they do demonstrations at their booths as well, so you can see the finished product, but you can also see how it's made, and that's a nice opportunity for particularly children, but really for anyone to see the artists in motion.
Are you going to be opening the downstairs section?
The downstairs is going to be closed that night. The downstairs opens up for the flower show.
And that's right. That's coming up very fast.
The flower show is March 17th through 20th. But we have all of the studio spaces that are closed up for that night. But yeah, definitely for the flower show, it's upstairs and downstairs.
Did you notice that Mim, like everyone else, never relaxes at all? She's constantly the flower
the whole
show
team
is next.
Like that. Here,
I know.
I think,
it's amazing. And the mayor is here is saying, you know, that it's amazing, you know, how many people like you have here, your committee, the people at City Hall, whatever, and especially with this, is how terrific everybody works together as a whole. I mean, you've got everybody is, you know, just recently, you know, with a brand new city councilors, the school committee, and members of your staff as well. You got to be very proud of this city. I mean, I'm a very proud resident of Attleboro, and people need to be aware that this city is not just up and coming with all these new events coming up. You know, I see the Sports Village left and right starting, you know, new condos going across the way there. But just everybody working together as a whole in this city.
And I think that's what leads to a lot of the progress and the things that we're working on collectively. And when we do these types specific of events, that builds community. It helps build business. You know, one of the things we didn't talk about today, but, you know, for people who haven't been to Attleboro Jewelers on County Street that Nancy owns or have not been to the Attleboro Arts Museum, this gives wonderful opportunity and exposure to different types of things with manufacturing and arts and culture, and to be able to understand how important that is in our society and in our community, and to be able to have people who, to be able to have that exposure to those types of things, to be really close and up and personal with that type of opportunity and experience is really wonderful. And it's nice to be able to have a family-oriented event. And those types of things weren't happening before we started this type of thing. And that the original Wednesday night market that was in place had lost its original luster, so to say. And we wanted to bring something back to really emphasize community and the things that make Attleboro special. And so when you talk about Ed Liston's smiling face, how excited he gets, you know, Ed was very forthcoming. We could really listen to people and volunteers who wanted to be a part of it. How does that fit into the overall mission of the event? And how can we bring them in to be able to share with their gift or their talent. Mm-hmm. And that's what helps inspire these events. But the thing that the group really works closely on is that we want to always make sure that we keep to the mission of the actual event. So we want to make sure that it ties to the characteristics of the event and not just make it an overall just general meeting place, mm-hmm. but that it's focused to the Winter Night Festival, that the Expo for the Senses, that it's focused in the summertime on those things dealing with food or art or entertainment and jewelry. So we want to be able to make sure we stay to the key components, so we live to the marketing that we do for the event and the images that we choose for the event, because that's really the focus of what it's all about. We will continue to make changes to the events, even maybe change some locations in the future that we're talking about. But really, that we emphasize the fact that this is about bringing everybody out to enjoy these things that make Attleboro special. And so whether you're married or single or young or old with a family or without, that the overall experience is a community, family-oriented event, and that's what makes Attleboro special.
It really is. And then as soon as this thing is over, you'll be starting to work, especially with Diane and the rest of you, with the Expo for the Senses, which usually is the third Saturday in June.
June 18th.
June 18th. We already got the dates.
We do. I'll be selling banners in April.
There you go. So basically, it is on February the 20th. The rain date, hopefully we'll have some, we won't have to worry about a rain date, but the rain date is the following night on February 21st, 5 to 9, winterfestival.attleboroexpo.com. The last couple of moments we have, I know Mayor wants to say a quick thing here again.
Just in case we hit inclement weather, we do have a hotline that will be up for that day of the event, and that number is 774-203-1800. So again, 774-203-1800. That will be up for the day of the event. And so in case there is inclement weather and we had to postpone it for some reason, people are more than welcome to call that number, and that they will receive a message that says whether or not the event is on as scheduled or if for some reason we had to postpone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nancy.
But what the Attleboro Jeweler has done, it's just put up a new sign. It's And what we'll do is announce on the sign. Diane's Cardinal Marketing sent me some great visuals, and we'll be posting it on the sign so people will know as a reminder, because so many people, their busy lives, it's like, oh, I didn't realize what's coming up. We're going to start posting that about a week before the event. And so if there's any other information that the mayor wants to give us, like phone numbers or anything else, that will be posted, and it will run probably every half hour. So people will be reminded about this event, and I think that the sign's a really good gateway to the city to announce what's happening here, too. So we're excited about the sign because it's like a huge, giant TV screen.
Exactly, and we've been promoting it left and right here at this station, that's for sure, because it's something that I think, like you said, people look forward to it. You know, they look forward to this event every single year, and hopefully it will go well. I know last year, as we said, it was postponed because of the snow. We had to figure out moving things all to March 1st because of all that snow there. But it finally came to fruition last year, and people still had a great time, even with a little snow falling last year. And there's always plenty of food, like you said. There's always great things going on inside the jewelry outlets inside the museum, inside the art museum, City Hall, just everywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go, and it's going to be, like you said, there's going to be plenty of food. So they want to come down in droves, basically.
Wear comfortable shoes, dress warm. Yeah. I logged 10,000 steps last year, running around, making sure my sponsors were okay and that they had coffee or hot chocolate if they wanted to. So, yeah, definitely a great evening to be outside. And then you can always go in and warm up if it tends to be cold.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing, too, is that it's really nice, and I can speak for not only myself but the members of the committee. People are so kind every year just to be able to say, thank you so much. Can you please make sure you keep on doing this event because we love it so much. We really, really enjoy coming and we want to be able to keep on doing this. So thank you for doing it. And it makes it really special for us, which is really nice because everybody puts in so much time and effort into their own categories that when you get that feedback, it's really nice.
Yeah, and lastly, I know nothing really related to this. Restaurant Week has been doing very well, I understand, too, here in the city.
Yeah, it's been a busy week this week, and we're trying to make plans, getting a whole contingent together for Friday night this week. So really looking forward to it. And it's something nice that, that the city can help participate in again, that be able to put the backing behind local business at a time where it's kind of slow, and to be able to put something together to be able to bring people, not only from Attleboro, but it's also from other surrounding communities, bringing those dollars into Attleboro and to these businesses. And any extra business certainly helps out the local businesses for sure.
And then finally, we had a guest here at 6 o'clock this morning, Nate O'Connor from the Attleboro Youth Commission.
Oh, yes,
he
yes.
and his dad Kevin were here. He spoke very highly of you and Barry LaCasse putting things together for the youth of our city. And they know they're having a recruitment and a pasta dinner that's
February
going to be
4th, right?
Next Thursday night, from 5 to 7, it's a 6:30 event. He was here this morning for about 15-20 minutes. So that is something that the city should be well aware of, because the youth, they don't have to be into politics, but they could be part of the city, you know, for the Youth Commission there.
Right. The other thing we've got coming up too, in addition to the good work of the Youth Commission, is that we're also doing preparations quite a bit already, not only for the Summer Expo that's coming up on June 18th, but we're already in discussions about Independence Day, and we're in great discussion about what happens for the celebration for this year.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be July 3rd for the fireworks, and that the rain date cannot be July 4th, so the rain date would be July 5th. And that pretty much is set in stone at this point in time. We received all the comments back from all of the workers for the event, and that's pretty much the preference that, mm-hmm. that everybody has. But we can't do a rain date on July 4th, and we can't do a 4th and a 5th. So we want to be able to try to be able to get the best of both worlds. So we'll work with you, Dominic, and AACS and Sun Chronicle to be able to get that message out there as soon as that is finite.
Mm-hmm.
But those plans are all in the works as well.
A lot of things going in the works.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And that will be at Attleboro High School again this year because of the success.
It was a big success last year. It was, you know, excellent. All right. Once again, thank you, Mayor. Diane Falk, Mim, and Nancy.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dom.
Our pleasure. And, of course, like I said, our door is always open for any of you guys down the line. All right. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. As I said, I am not going to be on at 6 tomorrow morning. I'm actually can sleep just a little bit tomorrow. I will be on at 7. Paul Healy is up next.